Have you ever wished you could streamline your daily tasks and skyrocket your productivity with just a few taps on your iPhone? Well, buckle up, because today we're diving into the world of Apple Siri shortcuts that will revolutionize the way you work and the way you live.
Welcome to the Ask Rob podcast. We're listening to an experienced financial professional with over 30 years of experience can help you make sense of confusing questions, current headlines, and industry trends about taxes, small business, financial decision making, investment strategies, and even the art of proper budgeting. Ask Rob makes the complex simple by sharing his real world knowledge from a Christian perspective with all things financial. Now here's your host, Rob Estep Jr.
Welcome to our Technology Tuesday show. I am so glad you chose to join us. I just want to thank you for listening and even more supporting the program. I'm coming to you from the Estep Farm this morning in the Saggio Accounting Studio. Let me put on my podcaster hat and put down those overalls, and the adding machine gets pushed to the side, and let's get into some financial wisdom from a Christian perspective. Today, we're tackling a topic that I know will resonate with many of you, and that's how to harness the power of Apple Siri shortcuts to supercharge your productivity and make the most of the precious time God has given us. And we all need to find ways to make better use of our time. Now, I don't know about you, but as a small business owner, husband, father, and all-around busy guy, at least that's what I tell my wife, I'm always on the lookout for ways to work smarter and not harder. And let me tell you, when I discovered the magic of Siri shortcuts, it was like a productivity revelation. Now, don't forget to subscribe to the show and join our email list. You do that at AskRalphPodcast.com so you don't miss tomorrow's show. Tomorrow's going to be a Ralph pet peeve show, and that's those junk auto fees that they charge when you purchase a car. I just bought a minivan for our dogs not a few months ago, and I was amazed at all the junk fees that they added. Well, let's start with today's Bible verse. Today's Bible verse comes from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 to 16, and it says this: "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil." Before we get into the nitty-gritty, I want to take a moment to reflect on that powerful verse from Ephesians. In a world that's constantly vying for our attention and pulling us in a million different directions, it's so easy to get caught up in the chaos and lose sight of what truly matters. But as Christians, we're called to be wise stewards of our time, using it intentionally to honor God and fulfill His purposes for our lives. So that's something we can all learn from. And that's where Siri shortcuts come in. By automating repetitive tasks and streamlining our workflows, we can free up valuable time and mental energy to focus on the things that really move the needle, whether that's growing our business, investing in our relationships like our wife or our children, or deepening our walk with Christ. So let's dive in. Here are my top five Siri shortcuts for productivity that have been absolute game changers in my own life. Now, so I don't set off everyone's phone or devices, instead of saying H-E-Y-S-I-R-I, I will simply say blank. As you know, you don't have to say, hey, S-I-R-I anymore. You can just say S-I-R-I. So the first one is blank. I'm heading to work. With this simple phrase, Siri can automatically pull up your calendar for the day, start your favorite podcast or audiobook for the commute, and even shoot a quick text to your spouse letting them know you're on your way. It's a great shortcut. Number two, blank, capture my business expenses. It allows Siri to snap a photo of that receipt, and Siri will automatically file it away in your expenses folder, making tax time a breeze and helping you stay on top of your finances. How about number three, blank, set my focus timer. When it's time to buckle down and tackle that big project, let Siri set a timer for you, silence your notifications, and even play some concentration-boosting tunes to help you stay in the zone. I can't have any recommendations for that, but maybe you've got some you can share with the program. How about number four? Blank. Send my meeting notes. Let's say you just wrapped up a client call or team huddle. Have Siri transcribe your voice notes and shoot them off to all the relevant parties so everyone's on the same page, and you can move on to the next task with a clear head. Let's move on to number five, blank, wind down for the night. This is one I use every day. As a day draws to a close, let Siri help you disconnect and recharge by setting your phone to do not disturb, queuing up your evening devotional, and even dimming your smart lights to create a peaceful, restful atmosphere. Now, I know some of these might sound a little intimidating if you're new to the world of Siri shortcuts, but the beauty is this, you don't have to be a tech whiz to start reaping the benefits. Apple has a fantastic library of pre-made shortcuts that you can browse and install with just a tap, or you can easily create your own by combining simple actions in the Shortcuts app. And trust me, once you start incorporating these little productivity hacks into your daily routine, you'll be amazed at how much more you can accomplish with less stress and feeling less overwhelmed. It's like having a personal assistant in your pocket, helping you stay focused, helping you stay organized, and most importantly, helping you stay in control. But hey, don't just take my word for it. I want to challenge you to give Siri Shortcuts a try this week and see the difference for yourself. Start small. Maybe set up a shortcut for your morning routine or help you power through those dreaded expense reports. And as you get more comfortable, keep exploring and customizing to find the shortcuts that work best for your unique needs and your workflow. And of course, I'd love to hear from you about your experiences. Head on over to AskRalphPodcast.com and leave a comment. Or you can shoot me an email letting me know which shortcuts have been the biggest game changers for you. And while you're there, make sure you check out our other episodes and resources for more practical tips, but most importantly, biblical wisdom to help you thrive in your finances and beyond. Oh, and one more thing. If you're loving the show and finding value in these conversations, would you do me a huge favor and share it with a friend or family member who could use a little productivity boost in their life? Together, we can spread the message of wise stewardship and help even more people experience the joy and the profound freedom of aligning their time and resources with God's purposes. We're building our calendar right now, and we would greatly appreciate you sharing your thoughts. While you're there, you can join our email list so that you can get our daily email with what's going on with the show. And if you have a specific need, you can schedule a consultation with me right there on the site. And as I said, if you know someone can benefit from the Ask Ralph program, I really encourage you, strongly encourage you to share the program with them. So let's do a bit of a recap. Apple's Siri Shortcuts are an incredibly powerful tool for streamlining your daily tasks, reclaiming your precious time, and ultimately living out your faith more fully in every area of your life. By automating the little things, we open up space to focus on the big things. Those are our relationships, our goals, and the God-given callings that truly matter most. Well, thanks for tuning in today. I'm going to tell you I'm a little bit sore. We just started softball practice, and yes, I'm a 51-and-a-half-year-old man who plays church league softball, so I had about 50 hits last night or 50 at-bat tries, and I'm going to tell you right now, I am sore this morning. But thanks for joining me today, and remember, stay financially savvy, keep walking in wisdom, and more importantly, keep chasing after Christ with everything you've got. God bless you today.
Thank you for joining us on the Ask Ralph podcast. And with a simple click to subscribe, we'll invite you back to our next episode. And remember, financial issues don't have to be complicated. Just ask Ralph. The information contained in this episode of Ask Ralph is based on data available as of the date of its release. Saggio Accounting Plus and Ask Ralph Media, Inc. is under no obligation to update this content if changes occur. Applying this information to your specific situation requires careful consideration of all facts and circumstances, and any information provided is not to be considered as financial, tax, or legal advice. Please consult your tax advisor or attorney before acting on any material covered.